thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that our broadcast service will be a blessing to you today.
Much silver and much gold. You may have success in life and feel you've reached your goal. But all of this can't save you or satisfy your soul. Unless you've got salvation, my friend, you've missed your goal. You never really lived till you've known the Lord, till you felt His presence, trusting in His word. Day by day beside Him, as on the path you trod, you never really live till you've known the Lord. When you get acquainted with Jesus, everything seems new. The things that you once hated are the things you love to do. You'll go to church on Sunday and attend prayer meeting too. It'll make you love your neighbor and all of your enemies too. You never really lived till you've known the Lord, till you felt His presence, trusting in His word. Day by day beside Him, as on the path you trod, you never really lived till you've known the Lord.
Thank God there is life in Jesus Christ and in no other. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege we have of presenting this broadcast service to this precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one who is in our congregation, and we're trusting that as the songs and the message goes forth today, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each heart. If there are those in our congregation who do not know the Lord, do not know life, we pray that You will be able to use this service to help them to come to know Thee, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today throughout this land, cry for peace on every hand, seeking love and happiness that satisfies. They'll not find it on their own, that is not where they may roam. Only turning to the Lord brings happiness.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
Happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him till the end. It's a happy life,
it's a happy life,
walking with Him. Through the heartaches, tears, and pain, man is seeking earthly gain. In this world of sin, true riches can't be found. If we walk with Him each day, He will guide this toilsome way to a wealth of happiness and peace of mind.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end.
It's a happy life.
Walking with Him.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life. blessing, Him smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life,
it's a happy life,
walking with Him.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Helps to Abundant Living. And our text of scripture is taken out of the book of John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Helps to abundant living. We all want to live happy lives. I would like to suggest some ways that we can be helped in doing so. First of all, have a joyful approach to life, not complaining or negative. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth, according to Jesus in Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Paul in his letter to the Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. So, first of all, if we want to have abundant living, one of the things that's necessary is to have a joyful approach, a positive attitude, a good outlook on life. And be thankful for what we have and not complaining about what we do not have. Wealth is a universal dream, yes, but some of the most miserable, it seems to me, are the wealthy and famous. How many are caught up in alcoholic drinking and drugs and other things which would rob a person of a happy life? Again, wealth of itself does not bring happiness. Material things are not able to bring the happy, abundant life that Jesus is talking about in our text today. Now, number two, treat others gently, respectfully, not harsh or critical. Philippians 4 and 5 says, Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So we read in Proverbs 18 and 24. And Jesus said, according to John 15 and 14, You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So treat others gently, respectfully, not harsh, not critical, not fault-finding. Number three, feel the nearness of the Lord. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. So we read in James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And when I think about drawing nigh to God, I think about taking a step towards the Lord. And you know, the Lord, as it were, takes bigger steps than we can take. So the James says here, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. So we want to feel the nearness of God. Of course, not only in our services when we come together to worship, but in our daily walk with the Lord. It's good to be able to feel the Lord's presence, to feel the Lord's blessings, to feel the Lord's approval upon our lives. And first of all, to do that, we must submit ourselves, therefore, to God. And not only submit ourselves to God, but we must resist the devil And James said, if we'll do that, he'll flee from us. Again, looking at verse 10 of our text today, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's his purpose. That's his aim. And that's his effort. So we must resist the devil steadfast in the faith. And if we will resist him, first of all, giving ourselves over to God, submitting ourselves to God, and then resisting the devil, James says, he will flee from us. And if we then will draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us. Now, I read the verse of Scripture about the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We always understand that to mean that it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can have friends in this world as well as having Christ as our friend. There are times when we feel alone, and then is the time to remember the Lord said, I will never forsake thee, I will never leave thee. So a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. He must resist the devil, submitting himself to God. And then he must remember the promises of the Lord. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a friend we have in Jesus. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Yes, we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, number 4, tell God your need. I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Those are the words of the Lord Jesus, as recorded in Luke chapter 11 and verse 8. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and 19. How rich is God? How rich is God, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord has everything that we stand in need of. Now, I didn't say that he would give us everything we would like to have, but the Lord will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Now, number 5, accept the peace of God. We are living in a very troubled world today. There's so much hatred and malice on every hand, not only among nations, but in communities and among families. It's amazing what we can read in our newspaper and hear in the news about how this mother killed their child, or this father killed his father killed his children, or this husband killed his wife, or even the wife. I read just recently about a wife who had stuck a knife into a friend or one that was living with her or something. Anyway, there's trouble on every hand. But there is peace in the Lord. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we read in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. And then in John chapter 14 and verse 27 we read, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. As the world give, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The world cannot give what it does not have. and it does not have this peace that Jesus Christ is talking about here in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1. And Paul tells us in Romans 14:17 that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. No, it's not material, as so many people want you to believe that there's going to be a thousand-year reign and a literal kingdom here on earth. No, my kingdom is not of this world, Jesus said. From the times of John, the law and the prophets were until John. But since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. So Paul said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we need to accept God's peace, and we need to do what is necessary to have God's peace. Now, number six. Think about godly things. Yes, think about good godly things. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. The more wholesome our thoughts become, the more wholesome our lives will become, someone said. And that is true. The more wholesome our thoughts become, the more wholesome our lives become. And the Apostle Paul here in Philippians 4:8 lists a number of things, and he says, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And so we need to think of good, godly things, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, number seven, imitate good people. How many times people make the excuse of not living for the Lord because there's hypocrites in that church? Well, I tell you, there is one church that doesn't have one hypocrite in it, and that's God's church. The only way that you can be a part of His church is to be born of the Spirit of God, and then having been born of the Spirit of God, live a righteous and a godly life. So there are no hypocrites in God's church. And someone has said, you have to be awfully small to hide behind a hypocrite anyway. So imitate good people, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. That's Philippians 4:9. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's Paul in 1 Corinthians 11:1. And I'm sure that if you know anything about the life and labors of the Apostle Paul, you can say that after he was converted on the road to Damascus, he lived an exemplary life that would be worthy of following. And he said, you follow me, even as I am also a follower of Christ. So in reality, if we follow Paul as he followed Christ, we are following Christ. And you can find no more perfect example than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He was an example in everything, in every area of life. Jesus Christ was an example. And so if we want to follow anyone, follow those who are living righteous and holy, setting a good example. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, number eight, depend on one another. Now, I know the Bible teaches us to bear one another's burdens, or to bear our own burden, but it also says we are to bear one another's burdens. And we need to depend upon one another. If you are a child of God today, you are a member of the body of Christ. And there are many members in the body of Christ, but there's only one body. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Many members, I say, but one body. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. So we are members of the body of Christ, and we need one another. This attitude that I can get along by myself is a mistaken attitude. And those who think that they are a self-made man and that they don't need anybody's help are certainly, sadly, mistaken. We all need one another. We need one another's prayers. Pray one for another. Bear one another's burdens. Love one another with a pure heart fervently, and be happy in being a part of the family of God. Now, number 9. Look for happiness in things other than possessions. Be content. Now let me repeat that, number 9. Look for happiness in things other than possessions. Be content with such things as you have. Material things do not really bring true happiness. Oh, I know people can get something and they can be happy as far as getting this or getting that. But true happiness, real true happiness, is found only in the Lord. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Life consists in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Jesus, in that beautiful prayer in John 17, verse 3, said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." So look for happiness in the right place. You'll not find true happiness in the world. You'll not find it in material possessions. You're going to leave this world one of these days, and you're going to leave all these material things behind. But if you have your heart set on things above and your treasures in heaven, then you shall have eternal happiness, eternal joy, eternal peace. Someone said, happiness does not depend on circumstances, but our attitude toward those circumstances. How true that is. Now, number 10, draw on the power of Christ. Christ which strengtheneth me, Philippians 4 and 13. Jesus Christ said, without me, you can do nothing. Abundant living is impossible without the power of Christ. And that's our thought for today, bringing you thoughts concerning what will help us to have an abundant life. So abundant living is impossible without the power of Christ in your life. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Paul told the Ephesians there in Athens, Greece, as recorded in Acts 17, that it is in God that we live and move and have our being, that God gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. So I repeat again, abundant living is impossible without the power of Christ. And he that hath Christ hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Abundant living without Christ, again I say, is impossible. Are you living the abundant life? If not, why not? Christ has it for you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that you could have this abundant life. The thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you may have life, and that you may have it abundantly. Again, do you have this abundant life? If not, why not? Christ has it for you. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. And if there be those living in our audience today without you, we pray that you'll deal with our hearts. May the Holy Spirit convict them and draw them, for we would be delighted to know that some soul has come to know thee through our service today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. We would be thankful if you would take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And you can also join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Once so aimlessly I wandered round the tangled paths of sin. All about me seemed so hopeless, doubts and fears without within. Then a voice so kind and gentle spoke sweet peace unto my soul. Gone my days of sin and wandering, since the Savior made me whole. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a brand new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. Now my life is full of gladness. All my days are filled with joy. I no longer walk in sadness. Happy songs my lips employ. For I found the wondrous secret only those in Christ may know. 'Tis the peace of sins forgiven, joy that makes the glad heart glow. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life He gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. I am living in His favor since the Savior saved my soul. No more searching for life's pleasures since I gave Him full control. When my earthly life has ended and I'm laid beneath the sod, I'll see the wonder of all wonders, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life He gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all.